and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Michaela, and you get a special treat today. It's just me giving you all the news that we have compiled the last week. And let me tell you, it was a busy week here in Florida. And let's jump right in with Busch Gardens Tampa. Again, wanted to remind you that reservations are needed to get into the park. And continuing again this weekend is Summer Nights. It goes on Friday through Sunday, and it's going on now until August 16th. And I highly recommend going during this time because, like we've said in the past, with the Summer Nights, it goes on later in the evening. So that means the sun goes down and it's not as hot. So you could definitely experience the rides, the food, and the fireworks all at night at Busch Gardens Tampa. Some big news coming out of Busch Gardens that a newborn, excuse me if I say this incorrectly, echidna was born in Busch Gardens. They say a baby echidna is called a puggle, and her name is Sydney. You could see her at Busch Gardens Tampa in the Animal Connections. She's very cute. She kind of looks like a porcupine, and they have all their pictures up on their social media. Next up is SeaWorld Orlando, which is another theme park that is requiring reservations. And right now, going on from now until August 9th through the weekend, Friday through Sunday, is the Seven Seas Food Festival. It's a great time to fill up on some amazing food, and this week, they are focusing on the North Atlantic Market. And I had to tell you what is on their menu. We're looking at lobster tails, cheddar hush puppies, fish and chips, and blueberry shortcake. Sorry to make you so hungry, but I know that this is probably one of the best menus they are going to be giving out throughout their whole festival. Every weekend, they have a different part of the region of the world that they're focusing on. In the past 2 weeks ago, they had Mexican food. Last weekend was Italian. And like I said, this weekend is the North Atlantic Market. Next weekend's going to be a totally different theme. And they also have other booths available for purchase. It's not just the North Atlantic Market booth. Also going on through the same time, from now until September 6th, is their Electric Ocean event. And SeaWorld is so busy this time of year. They are also doing their flicks and fireworks again this weekend. It's going on Friday and Saturday, which is July 31st and August 1st. And on Friday, they are showing Trolls, one of my favorite movies, and Saturday, Jurassic Park. The food trucks are going to start distributing food around 7:45 p.m. The fireworks are at 9, and then the movie is going to follow it. So it's a big weekend for SeaWorld. I feel like every weekend is just a huge weekend over there in Orlando for them. So it's a great time to check out those theme parks. And again, for the flicks and fireworks, each vehicle is $50, and annual pass holders get a 20% off admission. I also want to let you guys know, for the flicks and fireworks, it is not getting you entrance into the theme park. It is just for the drive-in movie. Next up is some news that is for both SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. Sad news coming from them. They are delaying their new coasters that were supposed to open this year. They're pushing it to 2021. That includes Icebreaker at SeaWorld and Iron Gwazi at Busch Gardens. I know you're probably disappointed. I am too. I was really looking forward to these coasters opening up this summer and getting to experience it, but we're living in different circumstances right now, so unfortunately those are pushed to next year, but we're still so excited for them. And some lighter news, they are still doing their free single-day admission to U.S. military veterans and retired veterans, plus their families. So each veteran can bring in three others now through November 11th. And you do it all online on the SeaWorld website. Just make sure to have that ID ready. Next up, we're talking about Walt Disney World. Again, with Disney World, they are requiring reservations, and you got to check that availability calendar on their website, because sometimes things are filled up, but you never know. You might be able to refresh it over and over again, and the day that you want might pop up. So don't lose hope if the day that you're planning on going to Walt Disney World fills up. You never know if availability changes. It seems to be doing that quite often. Some updates coming from Disney World is that they now are requiring temperature screenings for on-site restaurants at the resorts. So when you go into the theme park, you already get your temperature scanned. So you won't get your temperature scanned to go into a restaurant in one of the theme parks and including Disney Springs, because when you arrive at Disney Springs, they check your temperature. But what they had not been doing is checking people's temperatures when you arrive to the resorts. So now they will be doing that before you go into the restaurant that you have a reservation for. So just keep that in mind, just adding on some precautions during the pandemic. Also, something we've mentioned last week was the 2020 Disney Wine and Dine Run was going virtual. But some awesome news coming out of that is that they opened some slots to be able to join. So they opened them today, which is Thursday, July 30th at 10 a.m. And from the time of this recording, I just checked and spots are still available. They give you a lot of stuff that I didn't know that they did because I've never done one of the runs before. But I might actually sign up for this one. They give you a commemorative finisher's medal, which is different for each race, a long sleeve event tech shirt, a digital bib and certificate, digital race toolkit featuring the printable mile markers. So you could set it up around your neighborhood, let's say, to show you where you are on the race, digital goodie bags, and a virtual playlist. So the different races you could sign up for are the 5K, which features Yzma and Kronk from Emperor's New Groove, and that one's $79. There's a 10K featuring Ursula, $99. The half marathon with one of our favorites, Evil Queen, $118. Then the marathon, which is a night before Christmas themed with Oogie Boogie and Jack Skellington, which is $252. So all of those are online on their RunDisney.com website. You could sign up for it now. Remember, those prices might include tax, just to let you guys know. And it's only for one person. So, of course, you could run with friends, but only you will be receiving the medal, the shirt, and all the other goodies that they have. One really big thing that I wish Rachel was here so I could tell her is they are now showing off the Christmas merchandise for Walt Disney World on the Disney Parks blog. So before it goes on sale, they are showing you what they have. And I haven't taken a peek at it yet, but I know when I do, I'm going to make a list of all the things I need to buy at Walt Disney World this upcoming holiday season. Next up on our list, we were talking about Legoland Florida, which I am always so impressed by the Lego displays that they have at Legoland Florida, and they added one to their collection. It's a Lego astronaut, and it arrived at the park this week. It's made of 66,000 Legos and a mosaic background made of 44,000 Legos. So that's a total of 110,000 Legos. That is a lot of Legos. And it said it took them about 143 hours to make. That's insane. But the skill that goes into this and the finished product are so worth it. This display was previously located at Kennedy Space Center, but just this week, like I said, has moved to Legoland, Florida. Next up, last but not least, is Universal Orlando Resort. And nothing has changed in regards to reservations. So you could buy tickets online and just show up to Universal Orlando. But just make sure you're checking that website just in case things change last minute. But at the time of this recording, they are not having reservations. Halloween Horror Nights might be canceled, but the tribute store is now open. I was able to go visit yesterday, and they had merchandise for the 30 years, 30 fears. And they also had classic monsters merchandise. Some of the classic monsters merchandise was stuff that was already at the park, but the new stuff was the 30 years, 30 fears. There was two rooms. There was the Frankenstein's lair, and the second room was kind of a, I guess, a fair themed. It was clowns and pumpkins. Now, when you walk inside, some of those mannequins might look real, but just to clear your mind, they are not. They are just mannequins. They are still, so they're not going to jump out and scare you like some of those houses. So some people were afraid to go inside of the tribute store because they were afraid it was going to be like a scary house. But in fact, it is not. It's just merchandise and just aesthetically pleasing towards the Halloween theme. So just to keep your mind off of it and feel sort of relief, it is not going to scare you, I promise. I was in there yesterday and it was gorgeous. If you're a Halloween lover, this is something that you should definitely check out. Universal Orlando did announce that they have new hours starting in August. They are cutting their hours by 1 hour. Okay, so Universal Studios Orlando will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Islands of Adventure 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that means Universal cut an hour at the end and Islands of Adventure cut their hours towards the beginning. So just to keep that in mind, the park is not going to be open as long as you thought it would. That's okay because they're just trying to look out for you and they're looking out for their own team members. But with Universal, if you are an annual pass holder that gets the perk of going into the park early, you can still do that. Universal will be open at 8 a.m. each day for those annual pass holders and resort guests. Like I said before, I was able to go to Universal Orlando yesterday, and nothing much has changed. But my fiance and I decided we wanted to try riding every single ride in both parks. We were able to conquer as much as we could until the rainfall came, but we did pretty well. Out of all the rides, not the shows, just the rides, we were able to pretty much ride everything in both parks, except for 5 rides at Islands of Adventure just because of the rain delay and they closed down those rides. I felt pretty accomplished because out of all the rides in both the theme parks and just from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we just were short of riding 5 rides. So I think that's a win. Next time I go to Universal, I'll try to hit those 5 rides that I wasn't able to ride because of the rain. But this just proves that you could do all the rides in one day if you wanted to, because I'm sure there's not every single ride you want to ride, especially the water rides. Some people are not a fan, and if you're not a roller coaster fan. But if you want to ride everything and see all the shows, I highly recommend doing a park a day. So do Universal in its entirety in one day and do Islands Adventure entirety in its one day. That is just a one park, one day pass. But if you do want to ride the Hogwarts Express, you do need a park hopper, just to let you guys know. But I had a fun day, and we didn't do anything else other than ride some rides and eat some food. But we did ride as many rides as we could and wanted to fill you in on if you can ride every ride in one day. And you can, just be careful with the weather. I'm going to end out with our theme park tip of the week. And this week, I thought it would be awesome to tell you guys that you should do, and this reflects what I experienced this past week at Universal, do all the outside rides earlier in the day, because the rain usually starts between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. in Florida in the summer. So it makes sure that you could lock in those roller coasters, well, the outside roller coasters and those outside water rides, all of that fun stuff earlier in the day, so that you don't have to worry later that if they're going to be closed due to weather. Well, that's a wrap on our episode today. I want to tell you, we love sharing all the parks news with you all. Being able to share something we love every single week is definitely a pleasure. And just as a reminder, make sure you're checking these websites for updated park information, whether it is hours or temperature screenings or face mask changes, because things are changing rapidly for these Central Florida theme parks. We will catch you on our next episode of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Michaela, and thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.